Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So you've been following that story, right? Kim Fox said when she was campaigning and after she got elected, she wants to expunge pot convictions for thousands of people going back decades. And then there was a press conference earlier this week where they stood with people from this California-based nonprofit, and they said, we hope to get it actually up and running before the 1st of January. The intriguing thing to me was it might happen automatically. You don't have to do a thing. Here to tell us a little bit about this, Yvonne is on WGN Radio. That's Yvonne Silva, the director over there. Hi, Yvonne. It's John Williams. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Really good. Thanks for joining us. You guys are a nonprofit, and you have done this sort of thing in California as well, correct?
That's correct. We're a national nonprofit, and Cook for America first developed Clear My Record, which is the tool that we are going to be using with State Attorney Kim Fox's office. We first developed it in California, where, like most states, the record clearance process wasn't designed for the digital age. It's cumbersome, costly, and confusing, and so we turned the process on its head and asked what would work best for people. And we developed some technology that can help government automatically review and automatically provide conviction relief for at scale for tens of thousands of people.
So if our records are digitized and you know what the words are or how the platform works, you can go in, capture those records, and automatically expunge them. Is that correct?
That's right. So Clear My Record technology, we can automatically evaluate eligibility for record clearance. What that means is that we are reading and interpreting conviction data, criminal history data, and we can do that in just a matter of minutes. And so we can review the records of 10,000 people in just under a minute to evaluate eligibility for relief that's available under law. And now, especially under Illinois' legalization law, looking for those convictions that are eligible for automatic relief.
A separate issue, and one we've obviously already dealt with, is while it is going to be legal to have recreational marijuana in Illinois, it wasn't when these people did it, so maybe they should suffer the consequences. But we have decided that, as Kim Fox said, it's time to right a wrong, and we're going to not only make those crimes now not crimes at all, but we're going to expunge the records. But I'm not clear what expunge means. So what would happen to somebody that's on that list, and where are they? Suppose they're living in Cook County today, and they had that conviction on their record. I presume they're not incarcerated right now, so they're just going about their lives. How will this change their lives? What does expunge mean?
Expunge is a legal term of art, and so it's defined under state law. Ultimately, what we're looking at is relief for individuals where those convictions are showing up in background checks, such that they are used as barriers for folks to be able to access jobs, secure housing, engage in their children's lives and education, and invest in their own. And so expunge means either it can mean, you know, destruction of records. It can also just simply mean restricted access so that folks can move on with their lives, both either because the conviction has now been decriminalized or legalized, as in the case in Illinois and in the case of states across the country, or simply as a matter of policy. The conviction is now, you know, as sufficient time has passed that, you know, society, we want folks to be able to move on and invest in their communities and in their lives so that they can, you know, contribute to their communities.
Kim Fox did campaign on this, but was this left up to her, or did the new state law out of the legislature mandate that these convictions be expunged?
it mandates that the convictions be expunged. The state's attorney's office really pushed that this was to be included in the law because of the work that we've seen across the country. You know, our work to support states in providing automatic record clearance started in California with the expediting of conviction release and showing that, you know, look, government can automatically clear folks' convictions.
Right, but I mean, where our state's attorney here in Cook County campaigned on that, championed it, the legislature passed it. So even if she was adverse to it, it would be happening anyway.
It's happening anyway. Yep, that's right. That's right. So the Cannabis Regulation and Tax, well, the Cannabis and Regulation and Tax Act creates an opt-in process for the Attorney General and state's attorneys to clear convictions in their jurisdictions.
I
will just correct one thing is this would not have happened except for, you know, showing that it's possible to happen, because we've seen states across the country who have legalized and decriminalized marijuana, but instituted a petition-based process, which we know is burdensome and does not actually serve everyone who's eligible. And so what State Attorney Fox has done, and now the state of Illinois, is actually said, you know, look, we're gonna decriminalize and legalize and have this policy in place. We better make sure that it's implementable. And the way we do that is making sure that the expungement process folks actually experience that relief. That's how we fulfill the promises.
I see.
Government.
And are you telling me then that there are some people who, because they had a relatively small amount, maybe a modest amount of marijuana on them, they got arrested. I don't know. Did they go to jail? Maybe they didn't. But boy, in the 1960s, in 1960 anyway, according to the Tribune today, if you had one marijuana cigarette, if you had a joint on you, you would go to jail for a year. Can you imagine? Okay, so what has happened to those people as a result? For instance, I guess it's nice to know that your record is expunged and landlords and potential employers won't know that, but are people really being denied jobs or housing because of this on their records?
So what we see nationally is, you know, this isn't an isolated incident, right? Nearly one in three adults has a criminal record. And, you know, that high rate of criminal justice contact is a function of the policies, mass criminalization and incarceration and policing. And so what we have now is, a criminal record becoming a lifelong sentence, both serving as a cause and consequence of poverty. And that's because there are 48,000 legal restrictions, so encoded into statutes and states across the country that affect every area of life for someone with a criminal conviction.
I understand that, but it would seem to me like if you're so then they find out, hey, so when you were in college, the cops pulled you over, you guys had some joints, and that's on your record. I just wonder if landlords, employers, I don't know who else would interact with this information, but schools, I wonder if there really are dire consequences as a result of that. I'm just curious. I'm not against it. I'm just wondering what the results of that are, how much of a difference this makes in people's lives.
Yeah, we've seen the consequences are pretty significant, and in part both of the limited opportunities, but also the economic opportunities and the economic loss to communities and productivity, right? And so if folks are not able to access jobs that pay a living wage, that has ripple effects both to their immediate family, to their children, and also to community. And so we see generationally this unfolding in that way. And so and then we think about the economics of it, right? When folks are not engaged in jobs, the economic impact in terms of what our communities and having thriving communities is really quite affected.
Oh, yeah.
The research across the country has been consistent on this point, that when folks are actually pushed to the margins because of these legal restrictions that stem from a conviction, it actually harms all of us.
No, there's no argument here. There's no argument here. One in three of us have a criminal conviction on our records. Elif, do you have a criminal conviction on your record? Lauren, you said you've been pulled over, but that's not a criminal conviction.
Nope, I'm good.
Steve does. I don't. So that'd be one in four. one in four. Actually, I don't know if
Steve. You know, John, it depends on what neighborhood you're asking the question. No, it does. That's the problem. Because if you're an African-American man, you are far more likely to have been arrested for one crime or another than if you were a white guy living in the suburbs.
Yeah, yeah. It's 128 on WGN Radio. We're out of time. Yvonne Silva is the Senior Director of Criminal Justice and Workforce Development. We should visit again, Yvonne, maybe as we get closer to this actually, you know, hundreds and dozens of them or dozens and hundreds of them per minute just being expunged. When that happens, we'll call you again. But thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.
That's Yvonne Silva.